This week is Neurodiversity Celebration Week. It's a campaign to recognise and celebrate the many strengths and talents of being neurodiverse. In Australia, it is estimated 1 in 70 people are on the autism spectrum. While it has long been believed autism is up to 4 times more likely among boys and men, new research continues to dispute this, with Professor Vicky Bitsika from the University of New England saying current rates of autism in girls are grossly underestimated and that many reach adulthood before being accurately diagnosed. Today, we're going to be discussing the awareness of neurodiversity and if there is a gender gap in autism in Australia. We are joined by Barb Cook, who is formally identified on the autism spectrum at the age of 40. She is the founder and editor-in-chief of the Spectrum Women magazine, founder of Bikers for Autism Australia, developmental educator and author. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning.
An absolutely amazing title, and I only chose a few. This list goes on.
I know, I do too many things.
Being busy is never a bad thing.
Of course.
So to begin, can you quickly tell us what neurodiversity actually is?
Sure. In a very small concept, neurodiversity basically means that all brains are different. And this can be in the terms of how we learn, our attention and our sociability. It's a way to describe the difference in how we perceive and interact with the world around us, and it also is a way that we can move away from the medical model that that there is something wrong. So, for example, if you don't learn typically, we generally used to look at that as there is something wrong, but it maybe you just learn different. So this can be in the example for dyslexia. There is nothing wrong in the way that they are learning. It's just a different way of learning. So the typical way of reading writing may not suit them. A different way will absolutely help them. So it's also trying to move away from that reliance of a model on one thing fits all minds and learning. So that misconception, again, as I was saying, learning is a difficulty. It's more of a learning difference. And also the same with autism. There can be a difference in visual processing and how we process information in the brain. Again, just a difference, it's not defective.
And what motivated you to become an autism advocate, in particular advocating for and with women and girls?
So my motivation came from my own personal journey when I was learning about autism in 2008 after my partner was diagnosed, and I realised that I also recognised a lot of that in myself. And so in 2009, I got my diagnosis of Asperger's syndrome. And I also found out at that time I also had ADHD and dyslexia. So at that time there wasn't a lot of good literature on autism in women, autism in adults, especially women. And so most of the books that were out there were medicalised and based towards that autism was a male condition. But from there I became really passionate about learning as much as I could from the autistic community, the experiences we all shared. This is how Spectrum Women magazine came about in 2016. So we could bring together the experiences, particularly from women on the autism spectrum. So that provided a sense of validation and support that, for women that were in that process of considering that they may be on the autism spectrum or if they've been recently diagnosed and wanted to learn some more about themselves. And then from that, we then proceeded into writing the book Spectrum Women Walking to the Beat of Autism. That came out in 2018. And that's where we brought that gap in literature of lived experience along with the clinical observations of autism in women.
And that Spectrum Women magazine that you've mentioned, I just want to tell our listeners that's an international publication. And if you wanted to look into that, it's spectrumwomen.com. Now, do you think there is a gender gap in autism in Australia?
There is, but that is changing, and that's through knowledge and the learning of the more about autism and how it's expressed. So there's also lots of great advocates in the autistic and neurodiverse community. So having all these dedicated voices heard and recognising what obstacles and challenges we may experience and this is not just particularly for women, this is for any gender, it can be a really big helpful key for learning more about what autism is about, and that it's not just the preconceived, as we know, it was mainly directed to a male condition, and that was also motivated by research in the early days through that perspective of it was all focused on being about boys and researching that area, not looking at how it was expressed in women.
Now, we're almost out of time, but I do want to ask you about Neurodiversity Celebration Week. And I love the fact that it's framed as celebration, because so often we have like just awareness week. Celebration is a different tone completely. So for this Neurodiversity Celebration Week, what are you celebrating?
It's interesting you say celebrating the Neurodiversity Week. For me, this week is not much different for me than most weeks, because I'm always working and I'm always advocating around neurodiversity, some form of one or another. So neurodiversity is a hugely important area for me and something that I'm always celebrating, especially when changes are happening and making the world more accepting and genuinely inclusive for people of all minds. So something much more than this week, it's an everyday mission to ensure that we have the same opportunities as everybody else and see the equal opportunities. And this is also in employment and community in our everyday lives. So for me, this week is fantastic, and it's bringing about that awareness and helpfully making some change and acceptance. But we need this every day, and so many more people learning about it. It's a great way to start with this week.
Barb, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thank you for having me.